We are doing Netivot Shalom, Parshas Vayera. We're up to the third paragraph, page Kuf Gimel. Olam Chesed Yibane. And we're asked a bunch of questions. Why is it that Avram is only complete and considered walking before God after the bris, whereas Noah seems to have had it beforehand? And we asked a few other questions. Yesh Levayera Inyan. Says the son of a Rebbe, we should explain this concept. The purpose of creation of the world is this trait of love. As the verse says, Ki amalti olam chesed yibaneh. For I have said, God declares, I will create a world of chesed, of charity. The world is supposed to be one of kindness. Kol seder b'riyata olam v'kiyumo b'emshech adorot. Or the order of creation, the creation of the world and the world's existence throughout generations, who al yedei midat ahava, is through this trait of love, which the Ahavat Chesed, which the Netivot Shalom said, is synonymous with Chesed. You remember we said Chesed Ahava goes hand in hand. Deharei haya beicholet Hashem yitbarach laasot sheze yiyeh al yedei midat ahira. For God could have made it that the world's foundation is the trait of fear, of awe. Ela sheretzon Hashem, but the will of Hashem was sheze yiyeh, that the world's creation and existence will be al yedei midat ahava, through the trait of love. Shehi yesod kiyum haolam, that is the foundation of the existence of the world. Ve'lachen amar Rabbi Akiva, and that's why Rabbi Akiva tells us in the Jerusalem Talmud, ve'avta l'racha kamocha zeklal gadol b'Torah. The commandment of ve'avta l'racha kamocha, it's a verse. In Parshas Kedoshim it says, love your friend like yourself. That is a great rule in the Torah. Haynu shezeu ha'yesod l'chol ha'Torah. That is that this is the foundation of the whole Torah. Mipnei shemidat ahava hitachlit ritzono yitbarach. Because the trait of love is the essence of the will of God. V'chen matzinu she'amru chazal, and so too we find that our sages taught us, Bayit Rishon, the first temple, Charev, was destroyed al avodah zara gilui arayot v'shfichut tamim, because of the sins of idol worship, adultery, and murder. Idolatry, adultery, and murder were the three sins that caused the destruction of the first temple. Shehina averot achamurot biyoter b'Torah, that these are the weightiest sins in the Torah. These are the most severe sins in our Torah. Uvayit sheni, and the second temple, charav al sinat chinam, was destroyed because of pointless hatred. Shelechora ino muvan. At first glance, this isn't understandable. Harei sinat chinam eina ela lav. You would say the prohibition against having pointless hatred is one prohibition. Telo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. The Torah says, thou shalt not have hatred for thy brethren in thy heart. The eich ze shebe'etya. How could it be that as a result of transgressing this one sin, Nigram kol achurban shel bayit sheni, through this one sin was caused the whole destruction of the second temple, ve'alfei hashanim, in thousands of years, sheYisrael sovlim kvar bagalut, that the Jewish people are suffering in exile. Ela, but rather, mipnei shesinat chinam hi benigud letachlit habriya. Pointless hatred contradicts the essence of creation of the world. Ume'ar'eret et yesod kiyum ha'olam hamushtat al midat ahava, and hatred, this pointless hatred, that makes cracks in the foundations, the purpose, the existence of the world, which the world exists on the principle of love. Ki amarti olam chesed yibane. For I have declared, God says, the world can only be built with chesed, with kindness. Veki hai gavna matzinu b'Torah, and like this we find in the Torah kama inyanim a few issues she'omnam lo nitparshu behem onashim koh hamurim, that when you look at these things, the Torah doesn't explicitly say that there are such weighty punishments for he who transgresses these, aval hapagam shelehem hu hayom menora. But when one does these sins, he can harm tremendously. Umehem hu inyan ze shel machloket rachman alitzlan. And among them is this concept of having fights, having arguments, machloket, divisiveness. Kmo shematzinu b'Torah b'parshat Korach, as we find in the Torah in Parshas Korach, kama gadol v'chamur, how great and severe, hu hachet v'hapgam b'ze, is the sin and is the pgam. How would we translate pgam?
Asking the wrong person. Let me guess, your computer also has a system for this.
Pgam is damage to cause defect, deficiency. So how great and severe is the sin and the damage that divisiveness causes, lamrot she'en ze elalav, even though if you look at it, the person who is divisive is simply transgressing one prohibition, mipnei she'zehu b'nigud l'tachlit ritzon Hashem, because when one is divisive, he is going 180 degrees. He is going directly against the essence of God's will, uvenigud letachlit habriyah, and it is contradictory to the essence of creation. Hatachlit shebara kadosh baruch hu et haolam, the essence that God created the world for, shenitava kadosh baruch hu liyot lo dira batachtonim, God wanted to have residence among us here below. He, that essence is, ki amarti olam chesed yibane, for I have declared a world of chesed should be built. Umachloket, and divisiveness, hi benigud lize, is contradictory to this. Ve'al derech ze matzinu od inyanim kailu, and going in this path we find other things like this, shelo nitparesh onsham, that the Torah doesn't explicitly state what is the punishment, aval hem b'tachlit ha'nigud l'rtzon Hashem, but these things are in direct contradiction with the will of Hashem. Kmo ma she'amru chazal, just as our sages taught us, ha'boel aramit, if one has relations with an aramit, a non-Jewish woman, kana'im pog'im bo, so zilats may strike him. She'nimtza ki mekabel al ze onesh mita, turns out that he gets the death penalty, למרות שמדין תורה אינו חייב מיתה, even though technically you read the Torah, doesn't say that the courts can administer the death penalty, מפני שזה מנוגד בתכלית לרצון השם, because one who goes with a non-Jewish woman is going in direct contradiction to the will of God. כדברי חז"ל, as our sages taught us, אין לך שנוי לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא מבועל ארמית, there are none that God hates as much as he who has relations with a non-Jewish woman. ולכן הפגם בזה קשה מאוד. Therefore we see, even though technically, by the letter of the law, the prohibition isn't so weighty, but spiritually, we say that the damage that one does to the world is great, is so great, and that's why the Torah tells us he gets such a severe punishment. וכן הוא בעניין המחלוקת, and so too it is with this concept of divisiveness, causing arguments, שהרי הוא עושה בזה נגד תכלית רצון השם. For he is doing with this action, with being divisive, he is going in direct contradiction to the will of Hashem. ועל פי זה, and according to this we can say, יש לומר, מה שעולם התיקון התחיל מאברהם אבינו, we could say that this, that the world, the fixing of the world began with Avram, שיש בזה הכוונה על פי הספירות העליונות, that we see this when we discuss the כוונות, the upper countings, these are Kabbalistic concepts, אך בפשטות הביור בזה, but simply understood, the explanation is, כי תיקון העולם הוא מידת אהבה, fixing the world is with the trait of love. Ve'Avraham Avinu himshich babriya et olam ha'tikun shel midat ahava. And Avraham Avinu continued creation by bringing to the world this, the fixing of this trait of love. Asher zot tachluit briyat ha'olam ki amarti olam chesed yibaneh, that this is the essence of creation, that it should be a world of kindness. Va'me'oreret midat ahava, and he who arouses this trait of love, k'mo ken mitorer alav min ha'shamayim midat ahava, corresponding to his acting kindly to other people, so too in heavens they'll act kindly to him. Al derech, as the verse says, Hashem tzilcha. David HaMelech says, God is your shadow. So the simple understanding is that God is right next to you, just like your shadow. But the Slonim Rebbe says, no, just like a shadow moves the way you move, so too God's behavior towards us is reflective of what we do. If we are kind to others, God is kind to us. Omnam, Noach hayta avodato rak b'midat ha'ira. Noach's focus in his service of God was in the trait of awe, of fear. Kidichtiv, as it says, et ha'elokim italech Noach. Noach walked with God. Elokim, the name Elokim is God, God who does justice. Shu Hashem HaKadosh el midat ha'ira. That's a reference to the trait of awe, of fear. Bechol ma'adregotav shemeida ha'torah alav. In all of the steps, the stages that Noach managed to arise were all hayu b'midat ha'ira. They were all within this trait of awe, of fear. The alken, and therefore, ilu haya b'doro shel Avraham, had he been in Avram's generation, lo haya nechshav leklum. He wouldn't have been considered anything. Al derech de'ita be'yisod ha'avodah, like it says, we find this concept in the book Yisod ha'avodah, sherega echad shel tshuva me'ava chashuv yoter mimea taniyot, that one moment of tshuva that stems from love is worth more than 100 fasts. Fasts are from fear. Something that stems from love is worth more than 100 its times in fear. For when a Jew serves Hashem, blessed be He, with this trait of love, when he does that, he is sustaining the essence of creation of a world of kindness God wants to create. And therefore, Noach shehaya tzadik tamim b'midat ha'ira, Noach, who was a complete tzaddik, but his completion was within this trait of awe, le'umat midat ahava, when you compare that to the trait of love, lo haya nechshav leklum, he wouldn't have been considered anything. Ki midat ahava, for the trait of love, hi ha'madriga gvoha biyoter, that is the greatest level, tachlit ha'briya, the essence of creation. U'ma she'amar ha'kadosh baruch hu le'avraham, and that God said to Avram, hitalech lefanai, walk before me, ve'yeh tamim, and be complete, haynu b'midatcha, that's with your trait, midat ahava, the trait of love. Hitalech lefanai, walk before me, God says, b'midat ahava shelcha, in your trait of love, ve'yeh tamim, and be complete, shetasig tachlit ha'shlemut b'midat ahava, that you will attain the essence of wholeness within this trait of love. Sheledarga zo higi rak Avraham Avinu, that's a level that only Avraham Avinu attained, v'rak la'achar ha'milah, and only after the circumcision. He had asked, how come Noach was complete? How come Noach walked before God and was complete? And Avraham, after all his tests, God says, before you do the bris, you can't attain this level. Because Noach attained completeness within Yirah. He attained completeness on his level. Avraham attained a totally different level of completeness. For Avraham's level of completeness, Avram had to go through all the tests and at this age go through the Brit Milah. Uveze mevoar, and in this we understand, ma she'etzel Noach lo matzinu shegiyer gerim v'chzir b'tshuva. We don't find that Noach was successful in converting anyone or bringing anyone to repent. Ki Noach haya midat ha'ira. Noach was in the trait of awe, of fear, shehi meshoresh ha'tzimtzum, that comes from the root of confinement, limiting. Ve'en ba'itpashtut, and it doesn't expand. Yira, fear, is something you focus, you internalize, but you can't go out with that. Aval Avraham asah kol yamav be'afatzat emunah ve'giyer gerim. But Avram dealt his whole life with spreading the faith, bringing people to convert. Vayam yuchad bezeh, and he was unique in this, yotel mishar ha'avot ha'kedoshim, more than the other forefathers. Mipnei she'Avraham haya midat ahava, because Avram was this trait of love, sheyesh ba'itpashtut, that one of the aspects of the trait of love is that it spreads. That's love. Love isn't focused on myself. Fear, awe, is me and God. Love, I love God, but I also love others, so it expands. So what we saw today is that the reason that Avram was so great was that Avram was working with the essence of creation, Olam Chesed Ibane, and that's why Avram is considered the beginning of Tikkun, because Tikkun, fixing this world, is with Chesed, with love, and that was Avram's potential for expansion, and that's why Avram's completion, Avram's Tmimut, was on a totally different level than Noach's, because Noach's was within the world of Yirah, which was Noach's world. Avram's Tikkun and Avram's Tmimut, wholeness, was in Ahava, and that's why Avram also had the potential to expand, because Ahava is something that expands to others, and Yirah is something that is focused within oneself.